Visit ovenglish.com for the transcript and practice. Today's story starts with a travel dream many people know well. You want a trip, you want it fast. You open a website or an app and hope technology can do the hard work. For years, big tech companies have promised exactly that. They said artificial intelligence, or AI, could create your travel plan. You would name a city, and the system would search for flights, hotels, and activities. It sounded wonderful, it sounded easy, but for many users, the real result felt limited. The answers were often safe and general. If you asked about Rome, you might hear about the Colosseum, pasta, and a museum. Those ideas are not wrong, but they are also very common. Many travelers already know them. This is an important part of the story. A generic answer is an answer that feels broad, common, and not very personal. It is useful, but only a little. People hoped AI would feel like a smart guide. Instead, it often felt like a quick internet list. It could mention famous places, but it did not always build a real plan. Now Google says it has something more powerful. Google is one of the biggest technology companies in the world. It works on search, maps, phones, and many AI tools. The company introduced Gemini Spark, a new AI agent. Gemini is Google's AI system, and Spark is presented as a more active helper. An AI agent is different from a simple chatbot. It does not only reply, it can continue working on a task. That is why writers describe Spark as always on. It does not stop after one answer. It can keep searching, comparing, organizing, and building. Google showed Spark as an ambitious product. Ambitious means it tries to achieve something big and difficult. In this case, the goal is clear. Google wants AI to feel less like a question box and more like a digital assistant. A writer at The Verge tested it. The Verge is a technology news website that reports on new devices, apps, and AI products. The writer said Spark felt both impressive and terrifying. Those two words together tell us a lot. Impressive means it can perform at a high level. Terrifying means it can also feel too strong, too fast, or a little hard to control. Why did the writer react that way? One reason is the number of things Spark tries to handle. It can search through information. It can read details from websites. It can compare choices. It can put results into order. In travel, that means it can create an itinerary. An itinerary is a travel schedule with plans for where to stay, what to visit, and when to do each thing. Let's make that simple with an example. Imagine Mia wants a short weekend in Barcelona. Barcelona is a large city in Spain, known for beaches, art, and unusual buildings. A basic chatbot might tell her to see the Sagrada Familia and eat tapas. The Sagrada Familia is a famous church in Barcelona. Tapas are small Spanish dishes people often share. If you do not know tapas, think of many small plates instead of one big meal. Spark tries to do much more than that. It aims to check different hotel choices. It may compare prices and neighborhoods. It may look at opening times for museums. It may arrange activities by day and by distance. It may suggest the best order for the trip. That feels closer to a real travel assistant than to a normal chat tool. And yes, that can save time. Busy people often want exactly this kind of support. They do not want to open 20 tabs. They do not want to compare everything alone. They want help. They want a system that can sort the mess and present a plan. In that way, Spark seems very useful. But here is the hidden problem. When an AI system becomes more active, users may notice its mistakes less easily. If a chatbot gives one short answer, you can check it. You can compare it with a blog, a map, or a friend's advice. But when the AI starts doing many steps for you, trust enters the picture, and trust can grow too quickly. That is the heart of this news story. The writer was excited because Spark seemed capable. Capable means able to do something well. But the writer was also uneasy because the tool asked for more confidence. If it collects information, ranks choices, and builds your schedule, it is shaping your decisions. You may think you are choosing freely, but the system is guiding what you see first. This matters far beyond holidays. Travel is only one example. Google is testing a bigger future. In that future, AI may help read your open tabs, arrange your tasks, and direct your day. It may help with shopping, work planning, or daily routines. That sounds convenient. Convenient means easy and useful in a practical way. Example, a small store near my home is convenient when I need milk after work. Still, convenience has a price. If people stop searching for themselves, they may depend more on the system. Depend means to need someone or something for support. Example, young plants depend on water and sunlight to grow strong. When people depend on AI more, the AI has more influence. Influence means the power to affect choices or behavior. Example, good teachers can have a strong influence on a student's future. This shift is why the article feels important. AI is moving from a simple tool to an active partner. What did tech companies promise AI could do with travel? They promised AI could plan a trip by searching for flights, hotels, and activities. What problem did many users have with earlier AI travel help? It often gave generic answers with famous places, but not a personal, complete plan. What is Gemini Spark? It is Google's new AI agent that can keep working on tasks instead of only giving one reply. Why did the writer at The Verge feel both impressed and terrified? Spark seemed very capable and useful, but it also felt powerful and asked for a lot of trust. Why does this story matter beyond travel? It shows that AI may soon help manage many parts of daily life, not only answer questions. Practice more at ovenglish.com with today's lesson and quiz.